So yesterday I preached about our spiritual life and how it can be compared and connected to that episode between Moses and the burning bush. The relationship that we have with God always burn us and kindle that fire for greater zeal, greater commitment, greater love to the Lord. But the good Lord will never consume us, right? But the things of this world, especially consumerism, will always consume everything that we have, because we always want something more. And today, the next lesson would be for us to remember that God listens to the cry of the poor. When he revealed himself, I am who am, he reveals himself to always be present to his people. Imagine this. Right now, our space telescopes tells us that there is a possibility of 2 trillion galaxies out there. 2 trillion galaxies out there. And heck, we don't even know our own Milky Way galaxy yet. Right? So we are specked, dirt, smaller than sand in comparison to this universe. And then in the midst of all of that, God chose to be present to the people of Israelites who were enslaving at that time. He hears the cry of the poor. And that's why when he revealed himself to Moses, he said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Look at what I have done for your forefathers. Look at how I am present to you now. That I'm always present to you, even when you're suffering, even when you're in pain. And that his love will never makes us burn out, but it kindle deep within us that zeal, that desire to burn everything that did not belong to him, so that we can give ourselves to him totally and completely. And in the same path, the good Lord Jesus tells us today in the gospel reading, take my yoke upon you. It is easy. The burden is light. I already preached about this on Sunday already. What does it mean to take on the yoke? But I think it's important for us to remember this. That how can we come to the good Lord in prayer? And how can we genuinely offer to him our burden? How can we open up about the struggle that we have with him? And much more than that, will we trust that he's able to bring goodness out of evil, out of pains, out of sufferings, out of the stormy weathers and conditions that we're in, yet or not? The story of Israelites, every time I read it, I think of my own family histories, right? If you would tell and ask me like 20 plus years ago, if I would be in America or would be where I am today, I wouldn't tell you, I don't know. You know, 39 this year, so yeah, 29 years away. Like living under communism, and my dad didn't have any opportunities at all. And we were so poor and thought that we would never escape this hellhole, you know? And in the midst of all of that, we thought that we have to accept that fate, right? And then only by his grace that we're here in America and having to start everything over, right? Having to learn English, having to overcome a lot of the obstacle. The journey was never easy, nor what it's like. But the opportunity that is afforded us is something beyond my own comprehension, my own preparation or my own understanding. And every time that it happens, as I see my own trials in life, my own hardship, I practice what spiritual directors would call reflective gratitude. Look back in our own past life and see how God had been good to us and be grateful for the work He's given us, so that in the midst of what's going on in life, we can be grateful just that He had been faithful in the past, He will be faithful now and always in the future, because He hears the cry of the poor.